Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today, I'm going places I've never been before, especially on the air, but here we go. And I have a question for you. What does your poop say about you? We've all heard the sayings, you are what you eat, all disease begins in the gut, and since we can't take a look at our insides, our poop is the one visual that can give us a clue. So even though I approach today's conversation with a bit of humor, it really is quite an important message for our health and the health of our children and our families. And I just want to stress the value of this conversation that we are about to have with Dr. Kristen Struble. Kristen is a mom, children's book author, and practicing pediatrician from Phoenix, Arizona since 2001. Kristen recently released a children's book titled How to Be a Poop Detective, which focuses on her passion, which is nutrition education. Her goal and reason for writing the book is to change traditional teaching of where children's calorie sources should come from. She is dedicated to promoting the message that a healthy diet is the very best medicine and that the body talks to us through our poop. And she has consistently been voted and recognized as both the top doc in Phoenix, Arizona, and as a Best Doctors of America. And I must say that this is the first time for me to say that I'm looking forward to talking about poop, but there, I said it. So welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, yes. Lots to talk about. It's a very important topic, and sometimes people think it's taboo or silly, but we are going to debunk that myth right now. This really isn't just a message for children. This is a message for adults to pay attention to as well. Now, you say that we have a pooping problem epidemic in this country. Why is that?
I think because our diets are really full of too much dairy. We overconsume it, or probably consume more dairy than any other country in the world. And keep in mind that we have one of the highest rates of osteoporosis. So a lot of people are fearful if their kids don't A, get enough protein, which dairy protein is really not that good for us, and then B, if they don't get their dairy, they're not going to have enough strong bones. It really just is absolutely untrue. There's studies to show that you don't need it. In fact, you're healthier. So constipation, definitely, the pooping epidemic is from that. A lot of these kids that have constipation then fear going, and so they withhold, and then they have, you know, something called encopresis where they can't really even control the stool coming out. And it's just a real big problem. So that's the pooping problem epidemic. And then also we're just eating a lot of processed foods. You know, it's quick, it's easy, and that, you know, all these processed foods and, you know, high sugar content and very low nutrition, you know, definitely contributes to the problem. So it's just tough that we live in a very fast-paced society, and so we go for what's easy. And one of the things that I find to be a shame is just even in our schools that what's being fed to a lot of students really does reflect, you know, one of the biggest issues, which is obesity, constipation, chronic disease, and yet we're feeding these kids chocolate milk, strawberry milk, juice. They can't even bring water into the class, into the lunchroom, or if they do want to bring it in, they have to pay for it, which really kids should only drink water. They don't need anything else. Between that and then the Pop-Tarts and the pizza that's being served, I think that's a real contributor to our pooping epidemic. And with that, chronic disease that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Again, I mean, the number of kids who have chronic eczema and asthma and allergies and, you know, chronic diseases, that could all be rectified by really changing diets early on.
As you're talking about the cafeteria food or the food they serve in schools, I'm really glad that you said that, because the school should be a place where the kids can become educated about quality foods, and it just is sadly, sadly missing. I was thinking about how easy it is to serve cheese. Kids love the string cheese. Cheese is just a kind of a go-to snack, and it really debunks that whole thought that, oh, you've got to drink your milk. I know growing up, I was forced to sit at the table until I drank my milk. And what you're saying is the complete opposite of what we've kind of been ingrained to think as the proper thing to do.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and a lot of people will say, yep, that's what I had to do too. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that, man, I've had chronic irritable bowel and constipation and, you know, allergies. And, you know, I removed it all from my diet and I'm not bloated anymore and I've lost 20 pounds and, you know, your immune system functions better, and your allergies, when you have allergies burdening you, you're tired. And I have a family member who basically used to throw it up. Mm-hmm. She couldn't digest it. So it is something that I do feel strongly that needs to be debunked. I actually, for some kids that are in school, have to write letters excusing them from drinking cow's milk in the lunchroom.
Oh,
it is a rule. I mean, and even in the preschool.
Wow.
And it is a very common, by the way, cause of iron deficiency anemia in this country. Why? Because it blocks the absorption of iron and it actually causes microbleeding in the gut. So if kids are consuming more than oftentimes 24 to 30 ounces a day, which a lot of them are, it's not good. If kids just drank water, it would eliminate tons of extra calories that they absolutely don't need.
Mm-hmm. No, and help flush out toxins. I mean, there's just so many benefits to that. It's a shame, really, what's going on in our schools on so many levels. And then you end up with these children that are all put on all kinds of crazy mind-altering drugs just to solve problems that might really stem from at least a good start to good place to look would be their diet. So
absolutely, 100% true.
Yep. So let's talk about the five S's and what people should know about that.
Yeah, so that's, you know, definitely the central message, obviously, how to be a poop detective. So you're really supposed to focus and look at your poop. The five S's, so the first one is going to be the shape of the poop. So, you know, kids, when you say, do you poop every day? Oh, yes, doctor, I do. Okay, well, tell me about it. What is it shaped like? And they kind of look at me puzzled. And so, again, I told you I had to draw it out. Well, is it shaped like a log or a snake? Or does it look like meatballs or softballs or footballs? And a huge percentage of the time, they say it's shaped like footballs or softballs or meatballs, which are all indicative of constipation. Mm-hmm. So if the shape is a log or a hot dog, that's good. And the second is soft. So does that mean that I'm saying having to have kids touch their poop? No. But, you know, you can generally speaking tell when you're evacuating your bowels if what's coming out hurts. Is it hard? Is it causing discomfort? So it should really be soft. So, and it should sink to the bottom of the bowl, because poop that floats can mean that there's a lot of fat that's not absorbed, a lot of processed foods that aren't being processed well in our gut. And then the color, it should be brown. It shouldn't be dark black. That can mean that you have some bleeding, which would be very unusual in kids, but not in adults. Or there should not be red in the poop, because obviously that can indicate that there's bleeding lower down in the intestinal tract. Mm-hmm. And then white would be a problem too. Again, and then the last one is shoot. So that's where the Squatty Potty and I, you know, that company and I really align on, you know, our vision, because so many people have a hard time getting their poop out because it's not soft. It's shaped abnormally, you know, the first two that I talked about. So if you are sitting in a squatting position, which the Squatty Potty allows you to do, it helps you to really get the poop out easily, as it should. It really shouldn't be something that you have to sit there for 20 minutes and strain and, you know, be in pain. We're supposed to, as human beings, be in the squatting position when we poop. It should shoot out if it's healthy. And so if you think about a toddler, I always like to compare it to them. when they are in a pull-up and they are pooping, generally speaking, they go in the corner and they squat. And that's because it's instinctual to do that. You really don't have to use a ton of force. Your muscles that really don't need to be used for that. So if they go and they squat in the corner, that comes out easy. But then we put them on big kid, you know, potties or our potties, and it can be very hard for them to, and confusing for them to go. So that squatty potty for them and then for us is super useful to really facilitate that last S, which is shoot.
Thinking about animals and dogs and cats, yeah. I recently interviewed a holistic veterinarian, and she said to me that she could tell what kind of a diet a dog had, whether it was a raw diet, dry kibble, or canned food, by looking at the dog's poop. And
Absolutely. Obviously
people are no different. And it's quite an accurate diagnostic health barometer. And if you think dogs are, and cats, they're squatting the same kind of instinctual way as, you say, children do.
Well, in other countries, you know, they squat on the mm-hmm. beach, or they, mm-hmm. you know, in Asia, they squat. Our American toilets are a interesting phenomenon. And, you know, it didn't really click even with myself until, you know, the squatty potty came out. And I was like, this is brilliant, because, I always tell parents to put a little stool underneath the kids, mm-hmm. you know, just so they don't feel like they're going to fall off the toilet, which is, you know, one of the fears too. But then the product came out and it really made sense for them to use it for the other reason, which is to put them in that natural position. So
let's talk about the squatty potty a little bit so folks can get a visual as to what that really is.
So it's a bench that they've crafted to actually fit around the base of the toilet. So it's nice because it doesn't stick out of the room. It actually really just contours to the shape of the toilet. And it has a place to really show you where to put your feet, so it does put you in the appropriate position. And when you sit down, put your legs are angled up. So, it puts you in that position, and you squat. And you really don't have to use the muscles, again, that are strained and shouldn't be strained and stretched. So it definitely, for a lot of people, has helped to mitigate the chronic, you know, abdominal issues and, you know, colon issues. So mm-hmm. I think it's been a really important invention. So good for them.
Wow, squatty potty. Does
good
that
for us.
Exactly. Does that help people to avoid hemorrhoids?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And I think for us women, you know, our muscles are rather stretched from childbirth and just from the nature of our hormones changing as we age. So if we are able to not utilize those muscles, I do truly feel like that will help us long term to, you know, to not have a lot of the issues that we deal with as we age. And even the kids who are bedwetters, mm-hmm. Oftentimes they're bedwetters because they're not able to completely evacuate their colon, and they essentially, that stool puts pressure on their urethra, and therefore they're not emptying appropriately. So when they go to bed, they're, even though they might, you know, urinate before bed, they still might have some, you know, urine stuck in their bladder. That's another, by the way, common reason for kids to actually develop recurrent urinary tract infections if they're chronically constipated, for the same reason, because what's called the rectal vault is very stretched, mm-hmm. and it puts pressure on the tube that drains the bladder called the urethra. And so you have a lot of urine that will just sit in the bladder and bacteria build up. So if your kiddo has chronic urinary tract infections, ask them what their poop looks like. Draw it out. Have them identify it. And if your kiddo has chronic leaking, it's not their fault. It's that they literally have a colon that's super stretched and not able to move itself properly because of chronic constipation. So there's just a lot of health implications from that. And I think squatty potty is really, really useful in that it helps to really evacuate like we're supposed to a lot easier.
Interesting. Well, now we've covered quite a bit, but where can folks go then to learn more about you, and where can they purchase your book?
They can go to my website. It's just my name, so it's kristinstrubel.com. So that's KristinStrubel.com. You can go directly to Amazon too and purchase my book. If you live in Phoenix, I do sell it in my office, so that's another route.
Excellent. So that's kristinstrubel.com. Well, folks, we've learned today that healthy poop indicates a healthy gut and, as a result, a healthier body. So before you flush, remember the five S's: shape, soft, sink, shade, and shoot. And with that, I think we've said it all. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing you and your book and your practice with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Pat. You have a wonderful, beautiful day.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I'd love you to be a part of my world. It's a world filled with amazing people, interesting and engaging ideas, all related to the preservation of this great planet of ours. We interview people from all over the world about topics that I know will interest you, and we educate people in fun, informative ways and inspire them to take small steps so that together we can make a big impact. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and become a part of our world.
She is a dear friend of mine with lots to share with you. She even has a book, and you can reach her by phone at 520-230-3977. That's 520-230-3977. Or visit her website, mrsgreensworld.com.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we talk about aging in a different way. We hear from professionals in the field and people like you, unsung heroes caring for family members, friends, and relatives amid the demands of your own life. Join me each week as we laugh, cry, and share. And know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
If you or someone you know is in the caregiver role, check out her website and purchase her book. Visit AgeWYZ.com, and that's spelled AgeWYZ. Or give her a call, 800-590-2129. That's 800-590-2129. Well, it looks like we made it through another Cleveland winter, and that means some fun in the summer heat. And then we complain about it being too hot, don't we? And there is nothing worse than a steamy, sticky night when you can't sleep. That's when it's time for a little AC to cool things down. But when was the last time you had your air conditioning unit cleaned and checked? Well, my friends at BNK Heating and Cooling in North Royalton have a summer special to help you with that right now. It's only $59.95, and I say do it now before you flip the switch, only to find that your unit needs help. Call 216-210-2529 and ask for Bill. He helped us this winter with our furnace, and now he can help you too. That's 216-210-2529 or visit their website, bnkheating.com. You are listening to Speak Up Talk Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. And since today's topic is not full of you-know-what, I want to make another pass at the concept of the squatty potty that our guest, Dr. Kristen Strubel, mentioned earlier. The squatty potty is a little stool, no pun intended, made of durable, hard polyurethane plastic. It's simple and attractive, and it's shaped to fit right under and against the toilet bowl and will discreetly tuck under your toilet bowl when not in use. It's designed with a forward slant to ergonomically align the body for a comfortable and complete elimination. So you sit on the toilet seat as you normally do, and this little stool just tucks under, and you put one foot on either side to kind of elevate your body at a different angle. The white plastic squatty potty is very durable, and it's easy to clean, and what I like best, it's only $29. So when this first crossed my path, I thought, it's interesting. Then one day, when I was hosing out the garage, for some reason I love to hose and vacuum, actually, for that matter, but I digress. As I was hosing out the garage, the water came to a complete stop. I looked around the corner, and sure enough, the hose was all twisted to the point that the water couldn't flow out of it. And that was my aha moment. Compare sitting on the toilet to a kinked garden hose. The colon is much like a hose, and it doesn't fully relax when you are in the sitting position. It isn't until the colon is in the squatting position that the strain to go is eliminated. So in a squatting posture, the body straightens out and everything comes out easier, kind of like the garden hose idea. And research has shown that in some people, the kink is completely gone while squatting. Now, if something this easy and inexpensive can perhaps prevent colon disease, constipation, hemorrhoids, urinary difficulties, and pelvic floor issues, well, then I'm all in. And to make it easy for you, I've selected three options for you to choose from, and I've posted them on our website, speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com. There's a link that says Squatty Potty right at the top of the page. And when you go to that page, you'll find the classic white Squatty Potty. Again, it's $29. I also put on there their teak wood option if you want to get fancy. And there's also a foldable and portable Squatty Potty that you can take with you when you travel, or you can simply fold up and stash it if you want to. And that one's just $29 too. As a patient safety and healthcare advocate, I want to suggest and make available anything that has the potential to keep us safe and healthy that doesn't come with side effects. Now, it really has no effect on other factors that impact your health, such as diet, exercise, age, and medical issues. And I'm not suggesting that by simply changing your position is the final answer to good health. But what I am saying is that it's not dangerous, and it may make it easier for you to go. So you may want to give it a try and get your own Squatty Potty at the speakupandstayalive.com website. And don't worry, your mail person and your neighbors won't know what you ordered because it's packaged discreetly in a plain brown box. Although it would make for a great conversation starter, I guess. And actually, what a fun gift idea, too. So come on, people, remove the kink. Visit speakupandstayalive.com.
Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
This is Susan Marie from The Dougie Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. Please join my canine co-host, the Dougie Diva herself, Miss Olive, and I as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you each week on Speak Up Talk Radio, or please visit us at our website at thedoggiediva.com. Have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's right. If you want to learn more about how to keep your pets safe and happy, tune into my favorite pet show, The Doggy Diva Show, found at our very own speakuptalkradio.com or visit doggydiva.com. And next is my friend Veronica Entwistle, also a radio host on speakuptalkradio.com. She is an intuitive and energy counselor, and she offers private telephone readings to inspire your change, allowing you to fully harness the potential of your inner self. Visit her website, veronicaentwistle.com. Write it down, 510-595-5564. That's 510-595-5564.
Radio is a wonderful tool. The wisdom we cultivate throughout our lives comes out in our voices and can invigorate and empower listeners. Voices actually have a grand healing function. Sound through media can heal humanity, all life actually. Paradigm Shifters shows includes resonance wizards like Randy Masters, David Eisen, Amrita Cottrell, Jonathan Goldman, and more in their business of tuning you up. Meet Paradigm Shifters on speakuptalkradio.com or veronicaentwistle.com.
Well, there you have it. Another speedy show all about poop. A palindrome, actually, spelled the same backward and forward. There you go. Something to think about. And before we go, I do have to share something with you that I heard in a restaurant restroom last week. I went in to wash my hands prior to eating, and the bathroom was a two-seater. Apparently, two people were each in a stall doing their thing, and neither knew that I walked in. I heard the gal in stall number one say, "Hi, how are you?" And the person next to her in stall two sounded embarrassed, but she replied, "I'm fine, thanks." Then stall number one asked, "So, what are you up to?" And stall two replied, "Just the same as you, sitting here." Stall number one asked, "Can I come over?" Stall two sounded scared and annoyed, and she said, "Actually, I'm a little busy right now." Then stall one said, "Listen, I'll have to call you back. There's an idiot next door who keeps answering all of my questions." I nearly fell over with laughter, and I was seriously crying as I walked out. All right, I'm done. Sorry. I just had to share that with you. Oh, but then, get this, when I sat down to eat, One of the gals who was obviously in the restroom, I watched her walk out of the bathroom. She came up next to me and she asked, is this stool taken? All right, I'm done. Okay. Be sure to come back next week for some more life-changing information. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week, free from poop conversations on the radio. I am Pat Rulo, and I am your guide to safe and successful healthcare and hospital encounters.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Did you know that over 70 hospitals nationwide are using essential oils to fight germs, improve mood, and reduce stress? I'm Pat Rulo with a new line of essential oils called Tiny Drops. Now you too can have access to these amazing natural health options. For example, you can use lavender to reduce stress, sweet orange to improve your mood, peppermint to improve focus and energy and alleviate those headaches. Tiny Drops, big results. Visit tinydropseo.com.